It's the battle of the top NFL draft picks tomorrow. Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III and Colts QB Andrew Luck will go head-to-head in the Skins' first home preseason game.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, David Elfin, longtime football writer and author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hello, David Elfin.
Hillary Howard, I need a hug.
Oh, honey. Well, you'll have to come over and get one.
I just dropped off my eldest at college.
Oh, Chris Kohr went through the same thing the other day.
Oh, God.
It gets better.
And last year, Robert Griffin and Andrew Luck were in college.
Yeah, that's right. And now the number one and number two draft picks are going to be playing.
Yeah, great things to come. You should be happy.
Yeah. This is only the fifth time this has happened since the NFL and AFL went to a combined draft in 1967. The last time was 2000 when Philadelphia picked Donovan McNabb and Cleveland picked Tim Couch. Usually there's one guy who stands out, Peyton Manning versus Ryan Leaf. So it'll be interesting to see how these two kids progress. The sad thing in a way is that they play in different conferences, but they don't play for real until 2014 and will only play every 4 years after that, just the way the schedule works.
It seems inevitable that we have to draw these comparisons between the two. Are they going to be linked together forever? And can we really fairly assess? I mean, we obviously can't assess them fairly yet, but when will we get a better idea of which is the kind of the better, you know, draft pick, better pro quarterback, et cetera?
Well, the usual time period is 3 to 5 years. So I would say 2014, when they would play head-to-head in the regular season, the first time you really could get a sense of really where they are. They both come to teams that have been struggling. Indianapolis only for 1 year, obviously, when Peyton was hurt, and the Redskins let me know for a long time. They both got big challenges ahead of them. I like both these kids on and off the field.
Does RG3 have more to prove this game?
A little bit, I guess, Hillary, because he didn't play that great in the Chicago game after playing pretty well in his first game against Buffalo. For Andrew Luck, obviously it's a road game. He just played a nationally televised game against Pittsburgh and looked pretty good. So I guess you could argue that. But both these kids have a lot of proving and growing up to do this season.
For Skins fans watching the game, what should we look for out of RG3? I mean, his last performance was, you know, less than inspiring, but it is preseason. What should we look for in terms of progress?
Well, what you want to see him do is make better decisions with the football, both as a runner and as a passer. And he's not going to get a lot of help probably from the running game, because I'm a little skeptical about how much or if at all we'll see Hightower and Helu. So at that point, it's really all on the passing game. You also want to see the secondary and the offensive line play much better. In some ways, that's more important right now than how RG3 does, because everybody knows he's a kid. But if he can't get protected and the defense can't stop Andrew Luck or any other quarterback, the Redskins are in for a long year.
All right, David, and good luck getting over your depression after dropping the kid off at school.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is David Elfin, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History.